It is the Midday 180 served up by Wendy's, and we are pleased to be joined by Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur on 104.5 The Zone. Our first visit with the new Titans OC. Matt, we appreciate the time today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are excellent. The spring is in the air. We're ready, and I know you're ready for some OTAs to actually get going out there on the field with these players.
Oh, yeah. Definitely looking forward to it. That's why we do what we do.
What has your preparation been like knowing that, yes, it's true, the offense is yours, and you get to call the shots offensively during NFL games?
Yeah, obviously, I kind of take the same approach I've always taken. I've been fortunate, I think, to be around a lot of great coaches that have mentored me, starting with Gary Kubiak when I first got hired back in 2008 with the Texans. And then from there, I went on to be able to work for a guy that won a Super Bowl with Mike Shanahan, and then learned from Dan Quinn, and now I'm here, and Sean McVay, and then now I'm here with Mike Vrabel. So really excited about it.
With the great play callers you've been around, have you found that in-game play calling, if you're calling an offense, is it more feel for the game and being in the moment, or more preparation that shows up with the play callers you've been around?
Yeah, I think it's a good combination of both. Obviously, when you go into a game, you spend hours upon hours putting together a plan in which you think is the best way to attack a defense. And then within a game, there's going to be some things that you might not have accounted for or kind of catch you by surprise. So there is that element of having the feel for the game and being able to adjust on the fly.
Matt LaFleur with us on the Midday 180. Do you hope for unscripted situations in practice when they arrive, not just for the players but for yourself, just to be able to adjust on the fly and react in real time?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's how you're going to get comfortable as a play caller, is having to think on the spot. And no, I know just from my conversations with Mike that is going to be something that we're going to do a bunch this off season. I think it will translate to making it a little bit easier on game day.
When you get this job initially, what is the first football related thing that you do in terms of the Tennessee Titans offense? What is the first bit of film you put on? What was your first task when you knew you were getting this job?
Yeah, I think when you take any new job, and this is my fourth job in the last 5 years, so there's been a lot of transition. But the first thing you always want to do is you want to get a feel for your roster. And that's the first thing I did, was just started studying our tape the Tennessee tape from this past season.
In building a playbook, where do you start to do that, Matt?
I just think you kind of lean on your past experiences, what you've been exposed to, because ultimately at the end of the day, you've got to do what you know. And then obviously the abilities of your players, that's how you kind of adjust your scheme to them, because you got to find out what those guys do well. That's why the evaluation piece is such an integral part of it. Find out what they do well and how it fits to what, you know, within the framework of what you already know, and try to put these guys in the best position as possible.
As you put the playbook together, is it all first and 10 situations first, or do you build an ideal series in your mind? How do you go about that process?
No, I think you have a foundation that's, you know, predicated more on just, you know, your first and first down and second down normal situational football. But then within that, I mean, a good chunk of the game is played within those situations. So you're going to have a red zone section, you're going to have a short yardage section, a goal line, and then in your drop back game, you're going to have plays for all those different third down situations, you know, in order to move the sticks. And then just also knowing, there's a vast variety of coverages out there, and you got to have plays in your playbook that can attack each one of those coverages.
You know, we love getting into the process on this show, and obviously you can't talk a lot of specifics about players because you haven't been on the field with them yet. But I'm curious, when you start to evaluate this roster with your film study, does your mind automatically start making a checklist of the weapons that you have and also the weapons that you lack right now with what you want to do offensively?
Yeah, that's the first thing that you notice when you start watching the tape is, again, it comes down to what are the guys that we have, what do they do well, how can we put them in position to have success, and then, you know, some of those components like you're mentioning, maybe, you know, areas that you can enhance either within their play, or maybe there's somebody out in free agency or in the draft that can help enhance your offense.
You know, I'm curious because every coach out there, you're going to agonize over the losses more than you celebrate the wins. After a win, you always just move on to the next game, but yet you remember the losses a lot more. You've yet to coach in a game for the Titans, so as you're watching film, preparing for this roster, are you sitting there excited about what you have, or do you mentally agonize over maybe what you don't have at that point based on that coaching philosophy?
No, I think you always get excited about the guys that are in the building. And just having been around these guys for the last week, I can't tell you how excited I am, because I feel like as good as they are football players, that the character in this building that John and the rest of his staff has been able to assemble is top-notch. And so that makes coming to work every day much more enjoyable.
Matt, what were your initial impressions of watching the film of Marcus Mariota that you've been able to pour over lately, and just initial impressions of meeting the guy?
Well, it's interesting because you get to know these guys a little bit when they come out, you know, from the draft, and he is as impressive as they come. He is humble, you know, just a high character person, and when you watch the tape, you notice. I always call him prerequisites for good quarterback play. He's a natural thrower and he's fearless. And he is an unbelievable competitor, and just really excited to get a chance to work with a guy with his skill set.
Is his skill set perfect for the offense you want to run?
Yeah, I think because I just mentioned, you know, I think he's fearless. I think he's an extreme competitor. I think he's a guy that can make his teammates around him better, and I think he's a natural thrower. And then he does have that element of athleticism that not all these quarterbacks have. And so just to add that to the, you know, as another weapon within the offense, I think that gets any offensive coach very excited.
Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur with us on the Midday 180. Do you feel you have enough at wide receiver as you evaluate your roster currently? And how much better can the system make them?
Yeah, I think when you look at these guys, the guys that played a significant amount of ball last year with Rashard, Taywan, and Corey, and then you add the tight end group with Delaney, Janu, Luke, and Philip Supernaw, I mean, that's quite a few weapons to work with. And I think the challenge is for us is, yeah, we do have a lot of good players. It's how do you spread the ball around to get all those guys involved.
Just looking at last year's offense with the Rams, is it important to you to have a Sammy Watkins type that can burn the defense deep in your offense?
I think that's imperative to every offense, to be honest with you. But, yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, speed is at a premium with some of the stuff that we're going to do, you know, some of our play-action passing game that we're going to try to really – threaten the defense down the field and create some three-level throws for the quarterback. So absolutely, speed is an important part of our offense.
Matt, we have Greg Cosell on weekly with us, and whenever you were hired, he told us that there's few in the league that he's met that he felt like dug into the film and would dig on a daily basis the way you have. That's a high compliment, especially for a coach, because every coach is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you constantly watching film?
That's what I do most of the day, to be honest with you. So, you know, whether it's, you know, creating cut-ups for our guys to kind of teach off of, whether it's evaluating again, our guys, the free agents, the guys coming out in the draft, yeah, I mean, we are constantly watching tape. And quite honestly, it's you know, it's guys that I've been around that have kind of taught me that way. It's Kyle Shanahan, and I think he's, you know, as good as any coach I've ever been around, and just how detailed he gets with the players, and I think that's why you see success within this offense.
What does the film tell you about the running back and pass protection potential with your group currently?
Yeah, well, I mean, first guy that comes to mind is Derek, and I mean, he's a lot bigger than he even looks on film when I met him for the first time this week. So really excited about him. I think he's got some deceptive speed that, you know, can kind of lull the defense to sleep, and then all of a sudden you see him running by everybody on the defense. So, you know, you add that guy, and then we just added Deion Lewis, who brings a little bit more wiggle, you know, to us on offense, and then we can get him involved in the passing game. And then also excited about David Flewellen, see how he will develop, you know, along this process.
Matt, whenever you get the chance to meet some of the guys through the draft process, how big is the first impression from those guys to you?
You know, I try not to put too much stock into it. Obviously, it's an important part of it, but really what we're trying to do is, number one, evaluate them as football players, and then try to find out about those guys as people as well. So it is an important part of it, but some of these guys, they may be nervous. You know, it's hard to really get a good feel for some of these guys when you only have maybe 15 minutes with them. That's why I think these 30 visits where we're bringing guys into our building where you can spend a whole day with them gives you, you know, a much better indication of who they really are as people.
Final thing for you. I know Vrabel said earlier this week that the goal would be, and the idea is, not to rush with the installation of both the offense and the defense. Is it tough not to rush or to know when you're rushing a bit as a coach?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, to be honest with you. You know, what we're trying to do is we are trying to, whatever we put in, is be as detailed as possible, because we know that the more detailed we are, I think the better our players will be able to go out and execute. So, obviously, every day we have kind of an objective of what we want to get installed, and you know, we aren't going to rush it. If we get through it, great, then we'll move on to the next day, and if not, whatever we have for that day, we'll push over to the following day. So definitely, just like Mike said, we are not going to rush the process.
Matt LaFleur has been our guest, Titans offensive coordinator, our first visit with him. Matt, thank you so much for the time this afternoon, and we look forward to getting out there and meeting you in person.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys. And I tell you what, it's pretty nice out there today, so I'm looking forward to enjoying this nice weather that I've been hearing about in Nashville. I've only seen rain so far.
Enjoy, because I think the rain's coming tomorrow.
Hopefully it's the first of many nice days.
All right. I appreciate it, guys.